As I said, this is breaking news. We've kept it quiet for the summer. Operation Summer Heat was a three-month surge by the FBI with our state and local partners. We started at the end of June, and we just wrapped up at the end of September. And what we did was follow one theme, crushing violent crime, one of this administration's key priorities. And we went into every single field office. We have 55 field offices scattered across the country. And today, we're going to unveil the results of Operation Summer Heat and what law enforcement can do when you let good cops be cops. I think a quick historical analysis is important here. You have to recognize that there was an explosion in violent crime, and it didn't happen in a month or 6 months. It happened over the course of years due to the prior administration's lackadaisical approach against crime, and violent criminals took advantage of that. So the FBI, under my leadership, we came in and said, okay, violent crime's exploding. Everybody knows that. We see that. You can't walk around these cities anymore. People are getting shot. Kids are getting shot. Drugs are killing our youth. We need to do what the FBI is best at and crush violent crime. So we targeted all the major cities in the country. You can't just walk into a city and say, okay, there's 150 law enforcement officers here. Let's go arrest people. You have to build a ground game of intelligence that takes months. That's what we did in Memphis. That's what we did in Chicago. That's what we did in New Orleans. And that's why, at President Trump's direction, we went in quietly months ago into these cities to set phase 01. Now we're going in with the Guard to complete that project. And that's the beauty of operations like Summer Heat.